He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. My name is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. We have a great show for you today. It's a gadget that I've never seen before. This is kind of what it looks like. It's a light. It's an LED light on steroids, and we'll talk about that in a minute. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, I'd like to welcome you. Our website is very simple. It's www.thegadgetprofessor.com. And when you get onto that page, if you want, you can just scroll down halfway, and right there you just click on that button and you'll be able to watch the Gadget Professor right from the website. If you don't want to do that, you can certainly watch us on iTunes, because all you have to do is subscribe to iTunes. And we're on the Roku, pretty much every glass surface that's out there, you'll find the Gadget Professor. The other thing I just want to mention to you is you want to sign up for the newsletter, the show notes, and to do that, what you're going to do is you're going to go back on our webpage, and right there you'll see the newsletter. So if you just click that and put your email address in there, you will definitely get the show notes every Thursday night as soon as the show is posted. You will get a synopsis of everything that we discussed, hot linked on the show notes. So that's very important that you do that. So right now, let's get into the gadget of the day, and that is going to be right here. We'll take a look at this on Amazon, and this is what it looks like. It's called the Turcom Airlight LED desk lamp with bladeless cooling fan, dimmable light dimmer function, energy efficient, non-flickering for reading, three fan speeds, adjustable neck, and it has a touch-sensitive pad. That is a mouthful. This is pretty interesting. Let's take a look at it. This is what it looks like. This plugs into the wall. It comes with a power pack, and the power pack, just the other end, obviously just fits right in there. And this is what the lamp looks like. It's totally adjustable, and the on and off switch, everything is quite convenient right up front. So to turn, it's so tall. I mean, I can put this up, and you'll see it's a pretty big piece, but this is totally flexible. So that's what the light looks like when it's on. And the on and off switch is very simple. That would be right here, on, off. And it's touch sensitive. So there are basically four controls that you would use, four levels of light. So we'll put this on. And I'm going to put the light on me. And I know I'm washing myself up, but I'm doing that on purpose. So that's the lowest it will go. One, two, three, four. So there's four levels of brightness, and there's a little touch button up and down to make it lower. So that's one, two, three, four. And again, that's the lowest it will go. Again, it's really nice because you can adjust this any which way that you want. I wish it would go a little bit lower, but it doesn't. There's only four touches, if you will, and that's right there, high and low. So that's the basics of it. It's all LED, as you can see. It's very blinding, but it puts out a nice, even light. I definitely like the light, and I definitely like the fact that it's flexible. Now, here's some of the bonuses. I think the big bonus for me that I like this lamp was on the back, actually. And right here, you'll see here and here, there are actually two USB ports. So if you take anything that you want to charge, you can actually plug it in to the USB adapter there, and you are charging away. One thing I don't understand is why they did this. One side is 1 amp, and the other side is 2 amps. I don't know why they just don't make them both 2 amps. Of course, if you have a smartphone, you'll probably want to use the 1 amp charger, or if you have a tablet, you'll want to use the higher amperage one, which would be 2.2. But that's a real convenient feature. You have two things that you can charge while you're sleeping or reading or whatever you're doing when the lamp is on. So I think that was a great idea, and I definitely, definitely like that a lot. So that's that. Now, here's the part that's almost laughable. I'm going to turn the lamp off, and it has a fan, and the fan is a bladeless fan, which is right in here. And again, there are three speeds. Now, you're not going to be able to hear the fan, I don't believe, because it's very quiet. Although on the highest speed, the third speed, you can hear it, but you're not going to see anything. So if you look right in here, I think you'll see a green light. Right now, the fan is off, so I'm going to, again, click this button here, and there's one. Now, you'll notice the light right there on the top, and I'm going to turn it on the side so you can actually see it's green. So that's level one. That's level two of the fan. And that's level three. I'm going to put this right to the microphone. I don't know if you can hear that. Fan's off. Level one, two, three. The fan definitely does work. However, the functionality of the fan, in my opinion, is absolutely useless. It does put out a breeze at best. It's pretty much useless, let's put it that way. Even on the top speed, speed three, the fan barely puts out any relief whatsoever. I guess in theory it does move the air around, and if you're standing or sitting right in front of it, you may feel a slight breeze, but that's about it. So in general, I really do like the fan. It is not too expensive, and it makes a great reading light at night, or if you turn it all the way up, it actually could be almost a room light, so that's kind of nice. It will be low energy because it's using LED bulbs, so that's also a good thing. Now let's take a look at the price. This is kind of interesting. If we take a look at the website, I'm just using Amazon right now, but they sell this for $50, and it's called the Turcom. That's the brand name that it is, and it's $49. However, I picked this up at Costco, and it was $29. So it's $20 cheaper, and it also had the USB ports on the back, and the one that is advertised on Amazon, the Turcom one, doesn't have that. So I think it's the same exact fan. Maybe Costco had a special manufacturer's deal where they put the two USB ports on the back. I would not have purchased the lamp at all if it didn't have the USBs on the back, because at that point I don't think it's worth it. But for $30, it's well made, and I think it's a great value. And if you're in the market for a lamp, check the one out at Costco. You could probably order it online, but I'm sure you have to be a Costco member. And again, it's the exact same lamp that's featured on Amazon under the name of Turcom. This particular lamp is called Ultra Bright, and it was $29 at Costco. And again, it's well made. I really like it. The fan is just a gimmick as far as I'm concerned. It's totally, totally useless. But hey, that's why you watch the Gadget Professor show. All right, let's take a look at some apps of the day, and actually some interesting stuff. Today I think I have some really cool apps. Let's take a look here. This is an article that I think you're going to like. This is a scary thing, actually. It's all over the internet. This is put out by Slashdot.com. Again, this will be in the show notes. But what we have here is an article about a gentleman who actually paid a lawyer $12,000 to take his case to court. What happened? Well, this guy's from Massachusetts. He's 66 years old. And what he did is he sold a used black and white printer on Craigslist. I kid you not. And I think the total price was $75 for someone to buy this printer. Whoop, I just hit my light there. Let me turn that off. So what happened is the guy who purchased the printer, for whatever reason, didn't like it. And he got the guy at a point legally where he sued him for $30,000 in damages. No one was hurt, nothing like that, but because this guy on Craigslist, who kind of knew the law and knew how to sue people, sued this dude, and it was beyond an annoyance thing. The guy actually had to have a lawyer, and it's still in court, and this is what aggravates the heck out of me with our legal system. But if you really want to read an article that's just going to send chills up and down your spine, this is a good read. The next thing that we're going to talk about is a free app, and you got to get this app. You have to get this app. The reason you got to get this app is, one, because it's free, but more importantly than being free, it's called CyberGhost VPN, and this is going to secure your digital lifestyle. And essentially what I mean by that is you'll be able to break free from all your privacy and security worries. There's over 8 million downloads of this. It's easy to use, and you can basically browse to your heart's content, and it essentially keeps you secure. So it's totally free. They have a paid version for a billed annually. It's $583 monthly. And it's available on Windows, Mac, and the Android. What's nice about this, about a virtual private network, VPN, is that no one's going to hack into what you're doing or read what it is that you're looking at. And if you're out of the country and you want to watch a particular football game or vice versa, you can use this VPN, and it's totally free. Typically, they always cost money. And you're protected. So definitely load this and use it. It's real simple to operate. I did it in like 10 seconds. So particularly if you're on your smartphone and you're at an airport or whatever, you really want to use a VPN. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. So you definitely want to check this app out. You'll be secure, and it's free. If you want to get the paid version, obviously it will have more things in it than the other free version did, but check this out. And now, I just fumbled on this app last week, and man, I've used it almost every day. It's called PhotoSync. It's going to cost you $3. I'm telling you that right now. It's going to cost you $3. But what this allows you to do, and it's quite clever, and it works so well, you can transfer to and from your computer all the photographs that you take on your smartphone. It doesn't matter whether you're Android or the iOS system. So anything that you photograph on this will automatically be transferred to your computer, or if you have some photos that are on your computer, Mac, PC, doesn't really matter, and you want to bring those into your phone, you can also do that. So this will allow you to back up photos and videos from the iPad to your computer, and send photos and videos from your computer to your iPad. The features are transfers and backs up your photos and videos from the iPhone, iPad, iPod. Touch to all your Windows, PC, Mac files. We talked about that. Send photos and videos wherever you want. They're imported directly into your camera roll or into your album that you've defined. So that's all good. And to say it works flawlessly would be an understatement. I have not had one problem with it. It also works with FTP, DAV, Facebook, the whole bit. So if you have like even SmugMug, it's all compatible with that. Here's a brief synopsis of what you can import to Dropbox, Flickr, Google+, Picasa, Amazon Cloud Drive, Facebook, SmugMug, which is what I use, Zenfolio Box, OneDrive, Google Drive, SugarSync, all interact and will sync up flawlessly with this photo sync. So for $3, that app for $3 was worth a lot more than that to me. So check this out. They have a wonderful website. You can watch the demo. And if you ever wanted to make sure that your photographs are automatically backed up on your smartphone, this is the device. This is the sync app that you want to do that. Plus the fact if you have a SmugMug account or any of those other functionalities that I mentioned, this is a great app. The other thing is it gets rid of the photos on your phone to give you more room, and that's one of the crucial things that always drive me nuts on my iPhone, is that I fill it up all the time with photos. Now they're automatically backed up, so I can just shoot them and delete. And I'm not mistaken, I believe I saw a little click on this app that allowed you to automatically delete the photos after they've been sent up to the cloud or wherever it is that you're sending them. So that's definitely a good app to check out. Now, this is an interesting one. This is an app that will help you clear your printer. If you've ever had a printer jam and you don't know why it's jammed and you're pulling everything apart, if you use this PrintQ Clean app, this will definitely, unequivocally, push that last page through. If it's stuck, if it's crunched, it's not going to do that. You'll have to open up the printer and pull the page out. But if you're not sure why your printer is not working, just install this and click fix it, and that's it. It just clears the queue out and starts from scratch. Very nice app. Again, totally free. Now, here's an app that I highly recommend. It's called Flux, and I kind of mentioned it maybe 2 months ago. I never really played with it until last night. Flux will make your screen kind of, ergonomically safe, not safe, but okay to watch your computer screen at night. So, did you ever notice how people are texting at night and have that eerie blue glow? Well, this will take care of that automatically for you. Essentially, Flux makes the color of your computer display. I'm trying to lean down because I'm in front of my camera. Adapt to the time of day, and it will keep it the right Kelvin temperature for you 24 hours a day. That means you're not going to be blinded by the light, and also it will help you sleep better if you occasionally get up in the middle of the night and check your email or whatever it is you're checking. So load this down. It's for the Mac. It will work on Linux. It will work on the iPhone, the iPad, and, of course, the Android. So whatever your platform is, Flux will work for you. And, again, if you're up at night, they've done a lot of research, and they know for fact that the bright light, that white light that comes off the tablets particularly, will keep you awake forever. So put Flux on, and it will be ergonomically better for you. And then our last app is an important one, and a lot of people don't know this exists for free. It's a free OCR software, and OCR stands for Optical Character Recognition. And what these programs will do is allow you, if you have a scanner, to scan in a document or a photograph, and it will automatically take all the words and graphics and transform them into a Word document, which means you can edit it, print it out, do whatever you want with it. And there are a variety of these programs that are available that cost a lot of money. These five or six programs are totally free and work quite well. So this is a list of these free optical character recognition softwares that you probably want to use. If you're contemplating buying one, I would definitely check these out. And they're all listed where you can get them. And they also will automatically scan in your files and save them as a PDF file. Why do you want a PDF file? Because that is easier to send across the internet. It's not a large file. It's a compressed file. And I always would send PDF files rather than the actual document. The other thing is it's a little bit harder to edit basically destroy a PDF file opposed to a Word file. The Word file, if you send a Word file, people can edit to their heart's content, even if it's locked. There are ways around that. PDFs, it's a little bit more difficult, although not impossible. But if you want something that will automatically scan in a document for you and pretty much 99% of the time recognize all the characters, this is the devices. These are the actual apps that will do that. And you also have the ability, because they're not 100%, if a word is misspelled, they actually have spell recognition and will highlight in yellow or red or whatever a word that's misspelled, and then you'll have the opportunity to go into Word and actually change that and correct the spelling. So these are really handy, and they're a lot cheaper when they're free than buying one piece of software. So that's going to kind of wrap it up today. Of course, if you want to email me, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that would be TheGadgetProfessor@gmail.com, TheGadgetProfessor@gmail.com. I hope that you enjoyed today's show. I enjoyed bringing it to you, and I will see everybody next Thursday night. So long from The Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.